shootings dropped by 29% during SNUG's first 8 months of operation in New York's capital city. Albany Common Councilor Barbara Smith, representing the 4th Ward, hails the program as a success.
If you look at statistics from the time that SNUG has been in operation and active, statistics available from the Albany Police Department, you can see that there has been a reduction in both violence and also in retaliations.
In 2011, the City of Albany's SNUG program, run by the nonprofit Trinity Alliance, was shuttered for a time due to state budget cuts. It didn't get up and running again until the state came through with about $150,000 in aid. Community advocate Marlon Anderson thinks it's time to stop begging at the Capitol's doorstep for money to keep the Albany SNUG program active. He's asking the city to give the police department oversight of SNUG.
What I did was offer a valid solution and idea for SNUG to become a self-sustaining on solid fiscal ground. No agency in the city has greater financial solvency, has a bigger budget than the Albany Police Department.
Barbara Smith explains that SNUG is modeled after the anti-gun initiative Ceasefire Chicago, launched in 2000 in the Windy City.
One of the absolute tenets of that model is that you be not that the program not be a part of any law enforcement agency. So that it may be a good suggestion in a general way, but specifically for SNUG based on Chicago ceasefire, it would not work.
Anderson dismisses that line of reasoning.
What may be good for Chicago might not be good for Albany. Who's to say we can't improve on the foundation of those texts? The only limitations we have is the ones we place upon it. Who's to say we can't improve the model? That's what a part of having a model. You can improve it. And perhaps by them partnering and becoming under the auspices of a funding source like the Albany Police Department, which is basically what I'm saying, having a solid funding source that could improve the model.
Albany Police Chief Stephen Krokoff has been an outspoken advocate of SNUG. The chief thinks the program is effective as is.
One of the reasons that this program has been so successful, it's believed, is because they take the approach coming from the ex-offenders and SNUG and ceasefire is they're in a much better position to influence behavior of people on the street because they have the credibility in the areas where it's so desperately needed. Any changes to that program could result in a reduction in its ability to really be able to accomplish the goals. So once we start changing any of the facets of the program, it would no longer be an evidence-based program. It would become a new program. I don't know what the outcome would be.
SNUG has run into financial trouble in other cities. In Yonkers, the program also began in 2010 and received a total of $575,000 from state and city funding since its inception. When SNUG's funding dried up back in December, Mayor Mike Spano and City Council Member Christopher Johnson agreed to give $100,000 to keep it operational for the next 6 months. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.